Let's welcome Carter Matzinger.
Okay, hello.
Hey, Carter, welcome aboard.
How are you all?
We are doing fine. What's going on with you guys?
Oh, man. Working. Working.
Working? Oh, okay.
Working.
Well, you're not making me guilty because I'm still going to play golf later.
Oh, spoken like a true Greenwich guy, you know?
Oh, come on, give me a break. When I go to the club, they ask each other, they go, how did we let this Italian in here? They don't understand how that happened.
So is the club in your backyard or your front yard, Gary?
Actually, it's about three-quarters of a mile away. I could walk there.
Oh, man. So, Carter,
I'm not
what?
Las Vegas. We accept all everybody at our golf course.
There you go. So, Carter, what's going on with you guys? What's new?
Oh, man, you know, we just, I'm not sure if I remember the last time we spoke, but we had that acquisition of Digitize IQ, which was a really, really good acquisition. It puts us as one of the leaders in Facebook marketing, with specifically in the tort law industry. So we're the largest tort law class action lawsuit lead generation or survey generation company on Facebook. So that puts us at we do about, I don't know, anywhere 400,000 to 600,000 a month on Facebook right now, with our own internal media buying. So we actually build out the ads, build out the landing pages, manage the ads, watch the conversions, we have a dedicated Facebook rep to us, and it just makes us a kind of a premier partner there. And so that's been pretty exciting. That happened earlier last year, and which that impacted our top line revenues for the year last year, which was good. You know, we grew from around a little over 2 million in revenues to about a little over 6 million in revenues. So, that's the type of the plan that we have about making ourselves a really agile digital ad agency, and growing, following our plan like we said we would. And it also brought on a pretty neat piece of technology that allows us to manage our ads more effectively than others. Part of our now strategy for our future acquisitions and growth model. So because of our technology, it taps directly into Facebook. And so it gives us more facility in managing the ads. We can set up stop limits and rules on when to turn campaigns and off, or when to increase budgets and things like that, so you don't need to have somebody always watching every second over every ad. So it's a little bit more automated, and the data we collect is pretty strong. So as we're starting to grow, we're going to start rolling it out into other social platforms like Twitter and Instagram and mobile ad exchanges. So utilizing this technology is kind of the center focus of the core of our business, and branching out and grow through there. So when we do an acquisition, we can roll them into our technology. They'll have better control and facility over their ad sets for their customers. Plus, it'll now add our old customers an extended reach into another social platform for growth as well. So, it's nice to see, that we're executing on plan. There's a lot of growth in our sector. Obviously Facebook put out their earnings, that was, it just speaks to the volumes of how important it is to be on Facebook and having an effective campaign on Facebook. And, it's not as easy as people think. A lot of people think you can just throw $1,000 on there and it'll work magic, but it's tricky. It's not as easy as it sounds. A lot of people put $5,000-$10,000 on there and spend the money and not actually get any return on it. So that's kind of what we focus on, is not just doing a bunch of likes, let me get likes for my fan page, or let me post some things that people might like or share. That's not what we do. We mainly focus on the lead generation, an actionable result, the download of an app, a sign up, a purchase, you know, something like that. So that's our focus, and you know, makes our clients happy because it's a tangible result.
Well, I would imagine, and you know, every once in a while, I notice I'm on Facebook all the time, you know, with both the radio station side and my own. But I do notice an increase in some of the legal advertising. But now you talked about specifically class action lawsuits. That's, boy, I'll tell you, that's an interesting topic. You can turn the television on and see something about some class action lawsuit about every 10 minutes.
Right, right. So that's, if you see that on Facebook, that's most likely us, you know, in the, you know, Volkswagen recall, the GM recall.
You bet.
The Xeraltos, the IVCs, you know, I could go on and on and on. So, yeah, that's most likely us. I'm sure, you know, we do have some competition, but according to Facebook, we're the largest by quite a few hundred times.
Well, and what's very interesting, something you said a few minutes ago, the fact that you're not limiting yourself to Facebook, but you're looking at Instagram and, you know, Twitter and all the other new things that seem to be on the horizon. It's funny, I do college basketball, and in talking with some of the athletes, you know, I joke about Facebook, and they say, oh, we haven't done that. That's our parents. So, yep. That's the new true. Generation.
That's true. It's very true. And that's where a lot of people don't quite get or understand is that, you know, in my world, or a lot of the times the money buyers, the people with money, they are on Facebook. You know, it's not the
yes.
16 to 18, you know, 13 to, you know, the age demographic has increased. You got a lot of people with spending power that are now on Facebook. So it is a good demographic actually for that.
Well, and it's interesting. We have a show with a local college here, and a photography instructor was in, and she also owns her own business. And she's selling photos on Facebook. So, I mean, oh, you better believe it. It's a true commerce site now.
Well, and, you know, it's really interesting. You know, if you know, you pull up the stats for Facebook, you know, I think they were 6 point something billion in 2013 in ad revenue. And last year they were 17 billion in ad revenue. So,
wow.
You know, usually people are happy when they increase by a billion. But they almost tripled in 2 years in ad revenue. And what's really interesting is to see the growth in the Asia market. You know, I think there was like 800 million, was it, that was over in the India, and that's where they're seeing a lot of the largest growth. So we're looking forward to kind of expanding into that market as well and seeing what we can do. Just to diversify the portfolio and keep growing and keeping focused on our growth. We're kind of rolling out a little bit for some local area campaigns and stuff like that for smaller businesses with our media buyers. And we just hired a guy that has about 12 years of experience in Google AdWords, and so he's kind of a veteran in that, which is great. So opens us up a little bit more to Google AdWords and training him on the Facebook, the differences between Google and Facebook media buying, which is pretty significant. So, you know, it's good. You know, it's nice that we're able to grow and hire folks because of our growth.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's interesting that you were talking about the growth in India, and I'm sure China will be just absolutely immense once they really go with the web. But, you know, you think about, we were down in Boca talking to this a Spanish attorney client of ours that we've had on the air for about 15 years. And it's interesting, you look at his website now, And he's got Vietnamese on there. He's got Chinese on there as well as Spanish. So, I mean, you know, you are right. It seems like no matter where your business is located, everything is getting globalized, if you will, and Facebook is a big part of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't ignore it. And, I mean, obviously, looking at their quarterlies and things like that and yearly revenue jumps, obviously, it's pretty darn significant. And, you know, and it's just kind of finding out new ways to work with that type of audience and working with their new product launches. You know, they've really just, they put out a big release the other day about their Messenger, Facebook Messenger, and tying that more into working with companies for their customer support. So kind of tapping into a little bit of that Skype, WhatsApp market, and pulling data more from their Messenger, allowing companies to use it for quick support and sales and things like that. So the Messenger component as an application is going to be really interesting as that rolls out a little bit more.
Well, so, it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting you say that. When we were at the attorney's office, I was telling him about our college basketball broadcast, and he said, well, are you streaming them on Facebook now? I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a really neat market right now. And then, you know, there's an auto replay for later. So people, you know, once you do a live stream to your audience, you know, and you can, you know, as people are communicating through your live stream, you can answer questions and things like that through the chat. And then, you know, live answer the questions over the live stream. And then, it replays later for your fans to come back and see it later, and it's on your fan page. So that's a pretty powerful tool. A lot of people are doing that now, especially kind of the mentors, the trainers, you know, the coaches of courses and you know, Facebook building and web page building. You know, these types of guys are really kind of on the forefront of utilizing that live video streaming on Facebook and then having it play, because it's, you know, there's a big thing here, and you know, you all can benefit, you know, and understand it as well, is that, you know, content is somewhat king still. So if you're pushing out content and your users are finding it more valuable, your brand becomes more valuable. Whether you're monetizing it or not, you know, giving away free information, free advice, things like that, it builds a fan base and loyalty to your brand. And so that's a little bit what people are, you know, it still kind of makes you the expert within that field if you're able to give away advice and information. So that's really, you know, what people are utilizing Facebook stuff for, is, you know, being able to give away that free information and free advice, showing that you are an expert. And then people are then throwing up their own seminars later where people are monetizing that, where it's, you know, or a private event for $2,000 to come listen to me speak, and they take, you know, 10 people only, or, you know, that's kind of what they're up to how to monetize that stuff. But, you know, that's what we're seeing is really a growth sector for sure.
Well, now, you're not limiting yourself to attorneys, I take it. This sounds like you're going to be, and we'll have to talk to you off the air too, a full-service advertising agency.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
You know, and that's what we're really focused on, is growing, you know, a lot of our bread and butter is obviously in that the tort law sector, because we're just really, really good at it. But once you have the procedure down and the landing pages and the optimization and the multivariate testing and the campaign management and all that stuff, it can translate over to many, many industries. You know, we just you know, we're kind of at a size now where folks need to have larger budgets to work with us. Because it's, you know, it just, for our time, we just have a little more demand, so we got to make sure it's worthwhile. But we definitely are branching into other areas.
It sounds exciting. Mike, do you have some questions for Carter?
Sure. I mean, I think that Carter should work with you for our radio show, because we're giving a lot of information for the markets.
There you go. That works for me. Yeah. No, I'm just fascinated what, you know, how you are utilizing Facebook and other social media, because that's, face it, that's where we are all going. You know, radio is not going to be strictly radio anymore. It'll be television and radio combined. So, I mean, and that's with the whole OTT thing. You know, ironically, Carter, with the broadcasters in Las Vegas right now, that's what they're talking about, is this whole over-the-top stuff, and which is why Netflix made the announcement they did today that their earnings are going down because, oh, they've got competition now.
Yeah, absolutely. And
go figure.
Know, I think, you know, a lot of it is, you know, when you're looking at, you know, monsters like Netflix and things like that, obviously they adjust and make movements. But, you know, as a, you know, focusing on more of a company perspective, what is it as a company that needs to do to kind of be agile and move with the market?
Yes.
You know, obviously TV is still TV. You know, it's not saying that, I don't think, you know, TV is really ever going to go away, but how are you comparing or utilizing that with your social strategy? And are you using the social strategy just for awareness and likes and things like that, or are you actually having it back out into a subscriber, and how are you working with your subscribers, and what's the benefit to them? And, you know, it's got to be a little bit more, you know, I can't say it's ever really changed in the market, but, you know, people are really into speed of information, attention span. We're all ADD now. So you've got a really short attention span unless it's something you're really interested in, and what's in it for me, you know. So that's, you know, you've got to really kind of focus on that. And see where it's going. You know, you got your periscopes and you got your things like that that people are getting into, which, you know, I see a lot of people now when they're doing a live stream of on Facebook, they also have somebody else holding a phone doing periscope at the same time, and they're talking into both cameras, you know, of their phones.
Yes.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's just learning how to leverage the different social platforms depending on your goal and what your company strategy is.
Well, and it's very interesting. The local newspaper group here used to be Scripps Howard. Then they flipped to Journal. And now Gannett just took over last week. And you realize Gannett is very heavy into the Periscope, and what used to be just straight newspaper photographers, if you will, are multimedia journalists now.
Yeah.
Yes, explain Periscope.
What is Periscope? Periscope's an app that is just a quick live streaming app where you're able to build up your fan base, just like your Twitters or anything like that, where you start getting some followers. And then you can just click on your phone and do a live stream and speak to your fan base really quickly, or, you know, have scheduled events where people, you know, can watch you live stream. So Snapchat would be more of a instant, brief little video message to your followers where they can watch it for 24 hours. And then you got your Periscopes, where it's a live stream event. It doesn't have to be an event. It could be a, you know, people do it from a coffee shop, hey, tuning in. Or I've actually seen people do investor Q&As with, you know, hedge fund investors and things like that, that have a decent little following, and they'll bring a hedge fund guy on there and do a Periscope Q&A with an investor, or you know, trainings or things like that. So it's more of a instant live feed application.
Yes, and actually I've had some financial planners notify that they've got seminars now on Periscope, which I thought,
yeah,
okay, this is cool. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is
amazing, isn't it?
And you're at the forefront of it.
You know, and that's, you know, again, it's about being agile, finding out what the acquisition point is. You know, again, we're not all just for awareness. That's not our thing. We're more on the acquisition side, or the cost per, you know, download or something. We want to see an actionable result. So, but that's, you know, that's what makes us, I'd say, a little bit different than most. You know, we really focus on, is it a call that you're trying to get, or, you know, what is it that you're looking for? And what are your strategies? We really look for the end conversion point. So That's where we are, and you know, we're really looking forward to expanding our product offerings, really becoming an agile agency, and growing. You know, the OTCs are an interesting market, you know, we've really worked hard in 2015, like I said before, at building a solid foundation of a very tightly held company. I didn't want any craziness going on of pump and dumps and, you know, people flooding the market with a billion shares. And, you know, I really took about a year and a half to find the proper company and got a very tight float. And we're slowly getting more shares into the market and so I'm getting a little bit more of trading volume every day. And, you know, we're gradually growing this thing properly instead of crazy press and watching, you know, these email news blasts, and, you know, we're not doing any of that stuff. We're really focused on building it properly, nice, solid, long-term strategy. I'm not looking for a quick anything, just wanting to build a really nice, solid company and do it properly. That's our goal.
Well, you're really at the forefront of this. You mentioned OTT, and you know, I remember years ago when we started ESPN, we were kind of laughing that CBS really didn't get involved in cable at all. ABC was obviously there. NBC was flirting with MSNBC. And you know, and CBS just wasn't doing all that much. So then they launched this OTT company called CBS All Access, and they have almost 800,000 subscribers paying for the service now, and they've also launched CBSN, which is going to be is the OTT news 24-hour news network. So again, you're really at the forefront of what's going to be a whole new technology going around cable.
Yeah, and I think it's you know, our goal is not to take away from those guys, but how can we help people like that get more subscribers, build out effective campaigns that result into a subscriber, or, you know, how are they, what else are they offering their users that will benefit, you know, obviously some sort of return on investment campaign, but it's also beneficial to their subscribers, you know, so it's, you know, leveraging what they've built, growing what they've built, and also, you know, turning it into some sort of revenue as well, because everybody's got bills.
Sure, exactly. Mike, we've only got about 5 minutes left. I could talk to Carter for about 5 hours here. But any more questions for Carter?
No, I want Carter to work with you for the radio show.
You bet. Well, hey, we'll work with him for the whole station as far as that goes. Yeah, no, I think he's on to something. And, you know, and we need to coattail on this because I think you really are on to something. Stock symbol, Carter?
It's K6, K-S-I-X.
K-S-I-X, okay.
Yep.
And the website?
K6media.com.
K6media.com. Well, this
yep,
sounds
that's,
great.
That's the parent company, yep.
Well, you know, thank you again for coming on, and it sounds like you are growing almost by the day. If you can hire folks away from Google, I think that's not a bad start. So you're doing great.
Yeah, we got pretty neat. We got an investor presentation that we're headed out to in Atlanta. So that's kind of a neat thing, October 26th. So I'm headed out to Atlanta to pitch about the company and speak to investors. And then this week we're actually sponsoring the largest tort law convention out here in Las Vegas. So 900 attorneys in the specific industry are coming to Vegas this week, and we're sponsoring the event and going to be in front of a bunch of attorneys. And so, you know, right now we're just starting to get the awareness out. We've always kind of been in the shadows and just working on what we need to do, but this year it's going to be different. We're going to be starting to really get the awareness out of the companies and our skill set. So it should be a neat year.
Boy, I'll tell you, that sounds amazing. Boy, that's all you need is 120,000 broadcasters and 900 attorneys in the same town. Well, you know.
Right, the IAB's out here, isn't it, right?
The NAB is there, yes, you got that right. Oh, man. Doesn't get any better than that. Well, Carter, thank you for being with us. And keep coming back and let us know what's going on at K6.
Absolutely. And, hey, if you need help on whatever you're looking for, just reach out and we'll support you guys.
No, I definitely will. You'll get a call from me after the show. Yeah, that's
sounds good.
That sounds great, Carter. Well, thank you for being with us.
Take care. Have a good one.
Okay. And, Michael, do we have any legal stuff on either RMS or K6?
Well, on the Rule 17B disclosure, we are paid by RMS $1,500 a month under contract, and we have been for like 10 years.
I was going to say, it's been a while, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And with K6, this is new, and we're just working on things. I just met Carter a few months ago, and like 6 months ago, and he is the driving light in Las Vegas, let me tell you.
Well,
he's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and, you know, just I understand the legal situation with attorneys and class action lawsuits and stuff. That's really, really in the wheelhouse of Facebook. But, boy. There are so many other businesses that could utilize his agency. I mean, it sounds phenomenal.
It sure is.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. Gary, do you have anything else from the lovely state of Connecticut?
No, I don't, actually. But I may have some I'd like to have a conversation with Carter myself. So sometime later on, Mike, perhaps.
Sure.
Carter can reach back to me.
Very good.
The show is always informative, and I always look forward to putting in an hour and listening and seeing
fantastic.
What I can pick up.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much, and thanks for putting up with I'm not sure what went on. We had a huge blast outside the building. Couldn't find any smoke or anything, but obviously it affected phone lines and stuff, and thanks for hanging with us. Oh, man. A very adventurous RMS Medical and K6, K-S-I-X, brand new advertising agency that's Facebook related. Ooh, that's very interesting to say the least. So, wow. Watch both those companies. Of course, RMS Medical has been on with us for 10 years here with Mike King. And Charles Moskowitz and Gary Chella now out of lovely Greenwich, Connecticut.